paragraph tests. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us an incredible chiddush about the Jewish people going out to battle, going out to war. Now we'll understand what the Torah tells us, that whenever the Jewish people would go out to battle, the Kohen would speak to them before they went out, and he would say the following words, Shema Yisrael, listen Jews, Atem kravim hayoim lamelchoma lo yevechem. Today you are approaching your enemies in battle. Al yerach levavchem. Don't be afraid. Don't let your hearts get mushy. Vedorsh Rabbi Senazal, and the Gemara tells us, why did he start with those words, Shema Yisrael? The Gemara says his message to the Jewish people was, Afilu ein bochem zchus, ela ma she'atem oimrim b'chol yom Shema Yisrael, atem ruyim lenatzeach es oyveichem. Even if you don't have any merit at all whatsoever, you Jews who are going out to battle now in war, you're going to look at yourselves in the mirror and you're going to say, why should Hashem give us victory? We're zero. We're full of mud. We're full of filth. We've done so many sins. We were pagim in machshava dibur maisa. Why in the world? What chance is there of us being successful? And why should Hashem give us success? So the Kohen said to them, Shema Yisrael, even if you only have one merit only, which is the fact that you say Shema, you recite the Shema, that qualifies you, that makes you worthy of defeating your enemies. Hainu kanal, this goes back to what we said. Ki kol hamilchomois sheba'olam meramzim ikara al milchemes hayetzahara. All the wars and battles that are waged in the world, all the physical wars and battles, are all alluding to the battle with the Yetzirah. That's the real battle. That's what it's really all about. Because even the battles that each and every one of us has with physical enemies, it's all really our battle against the Yetzer Hara. Kamo Yisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalid, Kishyesh Lodom Tzorim Lamato, Kach Yesh Loi Tzorim Lamala. That whenever a person has enemies, opponents, oppositions down here, he should know that if this is an indication that he also has enemies up there. So the physical reflects the spiritual. When a person's going through physical battle, physical conflicts, it means that they're also going through, there's a spiritual conflict behind that. And therefore, the most important battle and the essence of all battles is the melchama against the Yetzirah, the evil inclination. And this is why the Kohen warned the Jews before they entered into a war for the sake of Hashem, to try to defeat the enemies, the Sidrachra, Shesoviv HaKedusha, which surrounds the holiness, Soviv Eretz Yisrael, which surrounds Eretz Yisrael, Shehem Klal Kol HaSoinim, which is representative and symbolic of all the enemies, HaMoinim V'HaMa'akvim Yidvorim Shebikdusha, which try to block us from accomplishing holy things, mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, ukeshe'odom nichnas li'lochem imohem, and when a Jew enters into battle with them, azai hu besakono gedoy lochas v'shom, the person is in tremendous danger, ki mesoyer olav kamo kitrugim chas v'shom, because there are many prosecutions that are activated against the person. Whenever a person engages in any kind of conflict, there's a court session upstairs in heaven, and they say, bring out all the books. Let's see what merits, let's see this person's merits. Let's see his milas and chesroinus, his zechusim, his good deeds and his bad deeds, so we can decide whether he should come out of this alive or hurt or not, or what. And when these prosecutors get up against the person and all his all these prosecutions, they want to knock the person out of serving Hashem completely. They want to eliminate this person's serving Hashem. Vezehu ikra melchama, and this is the main battle. Shetzorech lehischazek lamoid al raglov leval yipol mevedosis baruch Hashem. The person has to be strong and tough to stand his ground, to stand up on his feet and not fall, not retreat from serving Hashem. Ve'oz bevada yizkeh lenatzcho meleshavro melevatlam. And if the person doesn't give up, then they certainly will succeed in defeating them and destroying them completely. Aval bameh yeh b'tchoyinu yichozok shelo yipol mavadosis baruch Hashem. However, what can give the person the confidence and the sureness that they're not going to fall, that they're not going to end up falling from serving Hashem? The main thing that can fortify the person and strengthen the person is only their faith. When the person is strong in their faith in Hashem, their faith in the Torah, their faith in tzaddikim, their faith in the Jewish people, that person doesn't need to have to be afraid of any war, any battle. That person doesn't have to be afraid of any test. This was the message of the Kohen. Shema Yisrael. Atem kravim hayoim lamilchama. Bischus Shema Yisrael avad. Remember, just the merit of Shema Yisrael alone, the fact that you Jews display the minimum faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah and faith in Klal Yisrael, faith in Tzadikim, by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hainu Zchus V'Koyach HaEmun HaKdosh, meaning the merit and the power of your faith, Bozeh Levad Atem Yecholim L'Skarav L'Melchoma B'Gashmius V'Ruchnius. With that alone, that's enough to enable you to go out into the battle, any kind of battle, physical battle and spiritual battle. The battle for parnasa, the battle for health, the battle for against any kind of court cases, any kind of battle that a Jew has to deal with, this is your strength, this is your bitochen. Because once you are solid in your faith in Hashem, Shuv ein lachem leisyori klal mishum milchama shebalaylam. You don't have to fear any battle whatsoever in the world or in life. Vezehu, this is why the Kohen said, Al yerach levavchem. Don't let your hearts be soft in any way. Al tiru v'altartzu v'altachbezu mipneim. Don't be afraid of them whatsoever. Al tiru, the Gemara said, he uses three different terms referring to fear. And the Gemara elaborates on it. Al tiru mishata susim. Don't be afraid of the screaming of the horses. Veshifas hakalgasim. And the clanging of the shields. Vekoil hakronos. And all the other sounds of the trumpets that the goyim used to play in those days, when they would go out to battle to scare the enemy. Hainu inyone tachsise melchoma shoisim hasoinim lahafchid ulayim al shekenegdon. This refers to all types of tricks and things that the enemies would do to inflict fear on those who they were opposing. V'chol habechinois halolu yesh b'melchemes hayetzahara. And all of these different things exist in our battle against our evil inclination. All the different wiles and tricks and methods that the Yetzer uses to scare the person, to make the person feel insecure, afraid, phobias, all different, the different names that you want to give these things. We know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the worst Sitra Achra is Haman. Amalek is the worst. What could be worse than Amalek? Could there be anything worse than Haman? The answer is yes. Mrs. Haman. Just like the Gemara says that the hate that an Am Haaretz has for a Talmud Chacham is worse than the hate that a goy has for a Jew. And then the Gemara says, but what's worse than that? Worse than the hate of an Amoretz is Eishes Amoretz, the wife of an Amoretz. She has the worst hate. So here also, we talk about Haman being bad. Worse than Haman is Mrs. Haman. Who is Mrs. Haman? The Gemara tells us, it says, Arura Zeresh Eishes Mafchidi, that her name was Zeresh, and she is called Eishes Mafchidi. She throws fear and insecurity into a person. That's this klipa, this force of the Sitra Achra called Zeresh, which is Mafchid, which tries to make the person afraid. You're going to lose. You're finished. It's all over for you. Rav Nosna says all of these things apply to the Milchama against the Yetzirah, all of these different means and methods that they used to use in physical battle. The Yetzirah employs all of these also. The Huyadua Lami Shehischali Konis Ktsas Bavoides Hashem. Rav Nosna says anyone who has tried to come close to Hashem, to start being religious, to start becoming more religious, knows exactly what I'm talking about. U'bimelchemes ha'yetzara, anyone who has entered into this battle against the Yetzirah. Afilu odom poshut legamri, even a regular person, the Yetzirah uses all of his different tricks against him that we mention here. Ki derech habaldovor vasitrachro le'ayim u'lahafchid al ho'odom mo'oid mo'oid. Because it's the nature of the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, to scare the person, to make the person petrified. Ulahach bidolav avodos yisborach moid moid. And to make it look to the person as if mamish, there's a mountain coming at him. That if he wants to try to serve Hashem, if he wants to be really religious, it's the hardest thing you could ever imagine. Super difficult. The Yetzirah tries to make it seem very, very, very heavy. And it's for this reason that many people have refrained from starting to become religious or starting to become more religious, because of the fears, the hakvedus halolo, and this heaviness that the Yetzirah makes a person think that that's what religion is all about. It's the heaviest burden. Why in the world would you want to take such a heavy, heavy load upon yourself? And it's so scary. Ukiyotze behem, etc. V'zeh b'chinas shata susim v'shifa sakalgasim v'koil akronois. This is what the Gemara refers to when it speaks about the screams of the horses and the clanging of the shields and the sounds of the trumpets. These are all examples of the assorted tricks that the Yetzirah does to scare the person, to frighten the person about their possible success, about how they're surely going to fail in religion. Aval ho'ikar bo avoides Hashem, shaloi yispached ho'odom klal. However, the most important thing when it comes to religion is not to be afraid at all. U'kamay shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, sheba'olam hazeh ho'odom tzorich lavor al gesher tzar moed. That in this world, when a human being is in this world, he has to cross a very narrow bridge. V'ho'ikar, the most important thing is, Shelo yispached ho'odom klal, that the person should not be afraid at all, because fear is paralyzing. Fear is deadly. There's a concept to die of fright, or fear can certainly shorten a person's life. Ve'ikar ha'hischaskus lavor ha'gesher tzar b'sholim b'lipachad. And the thing that can give the person the greatest strength to succeed in crossing that narrow bridge peacefully, without any fears, without any insecurity, without any failures, is faith, pure faith in Hashem, in Tzadikim, in the Torah, and in yourself. Bechinas Shema Yisrael, Atem krev mayom l'mechama. Bischus Shema Yisrael, with the merit of Shema Yisrael, which is the basic display of faith, haynu emuna kanal, v'shuv al yerach levavchem. Right after that, the coin said, don't be afraid. Al tiru v'al tatzav atavzavim. Don't be afraid. Ki Hashem aleikechem ha'hoi leichimochem loishiaschem. Because Hashem is going with you to help you. You're going to win. You're going to succeed. V'zehu Hashem li loy ira. And this is why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem is with me. I have no fear. Hainu kanal, kama shekosuv, Hashem li, Hashem is with me. Dehainu shani ma'amin b'Hashem yisborach b'emuna shleima. I believe in Hashem completely. V'Hashem imodi tomid, and Hashem is with me all the time, constantly. Ki maloi chol oretz kevoida, because Hashem's glory and light and presence fills the entire world. Hashem is everywhere. Shuv lo yiro mayas liyotam. Then, once I have that, I don't have to be afraid. What can any person do to me? Because once a person has solid faith, that person will definitely win all the wars. V'soif kol soif. And eventually, in the end, oshuv l'Hashem yisporach be'emes. I will be zeicha to return to Hashem totally. I'll be zeicha to do a real complete tshuva. Bechinas, as it says in Echa, Zois Oshiv Elibi, this I convey to my heart, Al Kain Oichel, and therefore I yearn to Hashem. This Zois, this Emuna, will lead a person to Oshiv, to real tshuva. Interesting, one of the Breslovers of the previous generation mentioned that the word Oshiv makes up the first letters of Rabbi Nazal's famous quote, Ein shum yiush ba'olam. There is no such thing as giving up. Never. If I believe in Hashem, no matter how many times I seem to fall and fail, I will prevail. Hashem will prevail, and I will prevail. I'll be part of that success. We'll hold it over here for now. Synonymous with the Malchus of Moshiach, which is the foundation, the origin of Malchus, Kemavur b'Mokom Acher, as is explained somewhere else in our Sforim. And we know Moshiach is all about Tefillah. Rabbi Nazal says in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran that the main weapon of Moshiach, the main thing that he's going to use to fight all of his battles and to conquer all of his conquerings, is going to be Tefillah. Ruach hapeinu, Moshiach Hashem. Moshiach is compared to the nose, smell, which is tefillah. V'alkein ikar aliyas hamalchus wal yedei hadikno kadisha shubchinas oyer haponim. And this is why these Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the main aliyah for the malchus comes about through the beard, which is the oyer haponim. Ki gam hadikno kadisha nimsheches mibechinas tzimtzumim, mibechinas malchus sheba'olam ha'isalyon v'gvayim moed moed. Because the beard, which is called oyer haponim, draws its light from tzimtzumim, from constrictions, from the malchus of the upper worlds. The Tikkuni Zohar explains in the Hakdama that it's the malchus of Atzilus, the lowest level of Atzilus, that feeds all the light, all the super, super, super bright light that has to fill the Olam HaBriya and the Olam HaYetzira and the vision at Yecheskel HaNavi. So all of that, it all starts from the Malchus of Atzilus. The Malchus is always Tzimtzumim. Malchus is the hairs. The hairs, the Cyrus, the Chochma Tato. That's where it all originates. It's from the Malchus of the upper, uppermost worlds. That's what shines down to be able to elevate the fallen Malchus. Kimavura be'etz chaim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, the Sefer Etz Chaim, she'oirois hadikno nimshochin mishtei peyos, that the light of the beard, which is called oyer haponim, which is referred to as a very, very, very high level bright light, comes from the two peyos. Shehem b'chinas Elohim, b'gematria peya, which are, the peya is Elohim, Bechinas Malchus, and we know that Elokim is Malchus. Kimavur Shama, as the Arizal explains, V'hovein Ma'oid, and Rav Nosson says, understand this very, very well. Rav Nosson is telling us, see, on one hand, it seems to be a contradiction. We're talking about Tzimtzumim, Malchus. Malchus is always constriction. The moon, no light of its own, very little light. And we're talking about Oyer Haponim, we're talking about super bright light. Make up your mind. Which is it? And what's going on here? Which is feeding which? How does this work? And Rav Nosson Zal is giving us some insights here. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, he's explaining the Tikkunei Zohar and the Kisvei Arizal and telling us that even the brightest of lights, even the Oyer Haponim, when we talk about the terminology Oyer Haponim, a very bright light, where does it originate from? How does it start? The beginning of it, the Tikkunei Zohar says in the introduction, and the Arizal speaks about a lot, it starts from the lowest, 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 lowest part of Atzilus. In other words, Hashem, the light of Hashem himself, what we call Hashem himself, Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, that has no shape or form. That has no name to it. It cannot be represented by any shape, any name, anything like that whatsoever. It's only when we go to the lowest, lowest part of the upper world, the Malchus of Atzilus, that's small enough, that's the beginning of what can start feeding light down to the lower worlds in a manner where it can start being shaped and formed and formatted, you know, and be able to use. So that's why he's telling us, for example, when we talk about the beard versus the payas, the beard is called Oyer Haponim. The payas are Malchus Elikim. And yet the beard receives its light from the payas. But what do you mean? Malchus is usually low. Malchus is the bottom one. Oyer Haponim is Chochma Bina Das. Right. The Malchus of the upper world is billions of levels higher than the Chochma of the world below it. So that it's the Malchus, it's the lowest, lowest level of the 80th floor that feeds into the 79th floor. So that here again, when we, for example, when you have a Talmud Chacham, a person who has a lot of knowledge, and he's teaching students, what is he teaching them? He's usually taking the bottom, the easiest, the simplest, the smallest part of his knowledge. That's what he's imparting to them. Because if he were to try to give them his knowledge, which he's 30 years older than them, and he's been studying for 3,000 hours more, than he's going to blow them away completely. So the upper one, when the upper one is giving to the lower one, the upper one is always giving from its bottom, from the lowest part of it. That's what it's using to feed the smartest ones, the highest level of the level below it.